And there we have it. That is my new, let's say, my new type of theme song. This is the Raptornator. And, of course, I am on that nice rock that I watch upon to see what kind of news and fun, the news and fun that can occur, and some odd little items that I may see. But it is so fun on this nice little rock. This week, the week that was of the January 6th through the 13th, there was a ton of news that I saw out there. One included a lion, or what someone thought of a lion as. And as me, as the raptor, I'm like, wow, let me go find this lion here. But guess what? It turned out to be a little thing of a nice-looking dog, okay? And the other thing that I found out, there's an even bigger, ginormous kind of creature out there that is known as an octopus. An octopus that is so large that we can't even imagine. But guess what? Some of these people from various research areas of Japan have gone down underneath into the ocean and found out that there exists a creature known as the giant octopus, of whom people thought of as myths. But guess what? It wasn't a myth. It is now a truth, and people are understanding about those things. So that is just a few of the news items that I have. And to add something new, I think it is appropriate because it is the fun and interesting news. I have decided as the Raptornator to find some fun things that Mr. Ripley found as believing it or not. So just this time as I talk about these interesting and fun news of the week, that you will just sit back there, wherever you might be, even if you're jogging, if you're listening at home, or where you might be right now, just enjoy this wonderful time of finding out about fun and interesting news of the week. Understand that this week will be something enjoyable and something that we all can see, so that next week we will come back with some even more fun and interesting news. But for now, let's have fun, enjoy, and we will discuss what the fun and interesting news of this week was. So let's first talk perhaps about this interesting thing that many will understand as a dog that caused a scare in Northport, Virginia. But people in this neighborhood misunderstood it as someone who was a curly mane for a lion. And if I could only show you this picture of what this dog looked like, the idea that it says CBS affiliate WTKR-TV reports Charles, a Labrador poodle mix, was strolling down the street after an appointment at the groomer's when the 911 call started coming in. Can you imagine that? 911, yes, what's your emergency? Oh, I have a lion out here and I'm kind of scared. Or what? Yes, what kind of lion is that, and why is it doing out of the zoo? Well, it does say that, and the dispatcher in this report with CBS affiliate, again, WTKR-TV, Northport, Virginia, says that, say that again, as the dispatcher responded. So, I can imagine that this lion creature-looking thing, I don't know what kind of ideas or problems they may have each and every day in North Fort, Virginia. I'm not too familiar with that area. In fact, I don't know much. So those people that might be listening over there, let me know what kind of news you have that might be fun, that's real news or interesting. Because they sounded very surprised, and I would too if I was a dispatcher being called at that point and saying, "Say it again, what did you say?" You know, so just very surprisingly. And then it says, a few minutes later, another call came in saying, "I just saw an animal that looked like a small lion. It had the mane and everything. I don't know if it got away from the zoo or what," a man said. Can you imagine someone calling this place, the dispatch place, 911, and saying, "I just saw an animal that looked like a small lion. It had everything on it." So it would be pretty interesting, as I would call it, if someone saw a lion and something that looked exactly like it, but they didn't know where it came from. So the first thing on their mind is like, "Well, I think it came from the zoo. It's something that might escape from the zoo." But, you know, I think that'd be the first thing on my mind too. But maybe the first thing on my mind is like, "That's a lion. And even though it's smaller, I think I'm going to go run. And yes, I am a raptor, but I think that I still need to run from the lion because we would start getting in a fight." So, get this. Another woman told the 911 dispatcher, "The baby lion is the size of a Labrador Retriever," also citing the nearby Virginia Zoo. So, yeah. Another woman that was telling 911 looks like a size of Labrador Retriever. Now, if I'm not familiar much with lions, baby lions, but perhaps they look like the Labradors. But the idea that she was citing the nearby Virginia Zoo also is interesting. Just to say, though, that the Norfolk Police Department responded by contacting the zoo and assuring all its lions were accounted for. So they had to count for every lion to make sure that every lion was accounted for before they saw that this was a Labrador Retriever, because it was a nice little dog, you know, and they saw that, oh boy, probably a little lion here, maybe a second lion, who knows. But It is very, very fun, I think, to hear news like this, especially when mini news on this nice little rock I sit on upon and watch over. There is a lot of things out there that I can't even imagine what's going on. So just think, this baby lion turning out to be a Labrador Retriever. And the Norfolk Department found out that all the wild animals were all asleep. So the only thing left at that point was probably to think, well, that is a nice little thing because, oh, how cute now. I just want to see this dog again because, yeah, he's so popular now around there. They say that it's like someone says, "So, who wants a podograph?" Once this post says, so yeah, based upon interesting posts, blog sites, and so, would you like a podograph? You know, it's kind of like an autograph, but a podograph from this dog. I mean, it's kind of cool, right? It's a lion, but it's also one of these nice little Labrador things that's a dog. Because it really is a dog, you know. So, do you want a podograph? I think I would love to have a podograph with the paws on it saying, "Hey, it's me, the lion, remember me? The person that someone called 911 for? Because I'm so important that I get to give you a podograph." So, it's kind of cool, you know. So, these people have fun stuff to do, because this is just the CBS affiliate, WTKR-TV, that's reporting about this, the Labrador Poodle Mix. So, it's just, wow. If only, again, you could see this picture. So if you'd like to see this, it is on the CBSNews.com website. And then you can look it up under The Lion Dog Gives Virginia Residents a Scare from January 12th, 2013. Right around there. So, yes, please get the potograph. Don't forget to get the potograph. Although, if you're around anywhere outside of Virginia, it might be hard to find to get to unless you travel pretty far. But I imagine that you may be interested in seeing this dog. Yes.
Yes.
So just get this now, okay? The dog. Yes, this dog. I think it'd be cool, perhaps, if you made a dog like this in your neighborhood and got it cut like that, so that people would go around saying, oh, he's kind of cool. He's like a lion, actually. And then they realize the same thing, that it wasn't a lion after all. Well, now let's just understand that that is one type of creature that wasn't a lion. But imagine this next thing. The mysterious and mythical giant squid that has never been spotted alive in the deep sea until now. So, imagine this. Something that seems mythical in nature and mysterious in nature, but has not been spotted until this past week of the fun and interesting news. Now, of course, I can't go underneath the water, although maybe I could, but I can't go too far down into the deep sea as a raptor. But it says here, from the CBS News, that a team from Japan's National Science Museum has captured footage of a giant squid in its natural habitat. So this is in its natural habitat, not in its mythical habitat or its mysterious habitat, although it could be a little bit mysterious thing. But it was nearly a third of a mile below the surface of the sea, of the ocean. Imagine that. A third of a mile below the surface of the ocean. So, as this report says, it is a first such video of its kind. And I can imagine why, because people are, it's hard to get down that far, I believe, way, way down with people inside of this. But it's very amazing how they had gotten down, because they took a whole manned mission down there and noticed from the, that the giant squid was so beautiful that it seemed to sparkle. This is Tsunami Kubodera, excuse me if I pronounced that wrong, but he was one of the leading scientists on the expedition that he talked about. And he goes on to say, I was so thrilled when I saw it firsthand. But I was confident we would because we rigorously researched the areas we might find based on past data. So you understand, when you research things so much to a point where you think, yes, I think I'm going to find these things. I'm going to get these things and be able to find the right information in order to get the real results out. So, when these people, these researchers from Japan's National Science Museum got this, they were very confident because they had researched a lot and understood that the facts were behind it, but they needed to find the squid.
So understand this.
Giant squids, which can grow up to 60 feet in length, have been found dead on beaches and photographed in the ocean, and more often on the surface. So they have found some, but scientists have never seen video of the strange creature below the waves until a mission put together by the Japan Broadcasting Corporation and the Discovery Channel that filmed the elusive beast off the coast of Japan. So 60 feet in length, these are very large creatures. These are giant, as it says. Not just mythical, but giant people that they see now. So, the giant squid, it sparkles. I mean, can you imagine that? Giant. I think I like to see something like that, type of creations. Like, wow, that is really neat. And then, also understand this, that giant squids are predators who hunt in the deep sea further down than light can reach. Because of this, acquiring footage of the creatures has been a tremendous challenge and has led to many rumors and myths about the animals. So that, in a sense, is why these are mysterious, mythical things, because of these things that they're talking about, how, where light can't reach. So, just, you see, people are giving rumors because they cannot see these things. So they say, oh, it looks like this, or it looks like that. But it is believed, again, that the ancient myth of Kraken, a sea monster large enough to devour ships and the sailors on them, originated from the giant squid. The giant squid. You see, I don't know, if I was sitting on my little rock or something by the ocean, and I was on a ship also, maybe, that I would just be very, very afraid of this creature, and understanding that it would devour everything, including myself, the raptor. So, but this all originated with the giant squid, of it being mysterious and mythical. But it's not mythical anymore, because they're seeing these things deep into the sea. So if you're interested in seeing this video, the video will be aired in America, here in America, on the Discovery Channel on January 27th, 2013. So that's coming up. Maybe next week's podcast, you might be able to see this soon, a couple of weeks of January 27th. So if you're interested in seeing any of this footage that they have made from the, based upon the Japan Broadcasting Corporation and Japan's National Science Museum, you can see this all on the Discovery Channel. My amazing things of how you discover all kinds of possibilities imaginable. So, just understand there's so many things imaginable that when I come back, we'll understand about how our United States government was thinking of making a mint, a platinum mint, that was many dollars in numbers, that it'd be hard to, if you lost one of those. So let's just say that you probably would not want to lose one. So when we come back, I will discuss exactly what kinds of things we'll be understanding to this thing called the trillion dollar coin, or whatever we want to call it. So here we go, and it will come back in a short bit. and come back with some more fun and interesting news. Well, hey, back on that little rock I call the rock, and I am the Raptornator here, and as I promised you, I was going to talk about our $1 million coin, or perhaps a platinum coin, that is from a large denomination. In which the Treasury of the United States is authorized to do and is not subject to restrictions placed on coins made of other metals. So, it is called a stamped with a denomination such as $1 trillion that platinum coin would be deposited into the Federal Reserve. Imagine $1 trillion platinum coin that is deposited into the Federal Reserve. Now, of course, some experts say that it would not inflate U.S. currency overall because the coin would be a technical device and not enter into circulation. So these laws, which leave this loophole, however, were not designed for this purpose, but the authorization to mint platinum coins, for example, was intended to allow production of collector's items. Now, I don't know if you collect any coins, but I remember a while back they had these quarters, these mint quarters, and they were cool little things, but they were really neat. And the more you collected them, the more they put things out. So they allow these things to be minted into collector's items. From KRCRT. In the news of politics. But you know, politics can also be funny and interesting also. It is mentioned that the federal government has already reached the debt ceiling of nearly $16.4 trillion. So the trillion coin, interesting, huh? Treasury Secretary Timothy Gaither said it last month. Now, they are looking for the extraordinary measures, which are expected to cover the balance for more weeks. And as we understand, these are mini fireworks of different things. But just think about the fun of it all. A $1 trillion coin. Fun, huh? I thought so. But, you know, I don't know if it'd be too fun. But hey, I think if you had that coin stamped, that you would think of it twice and say, wow, that's kind of cool. But let's just go on to some other fun news also. I don't know if you remember Monopoly, but you know the Monopoly game where you say, go to jail and you can't have to get paid out and you start getting those houses and everything. But do you remember in there these little things that were considered the game pieces, like this wheelbarrow and all these things that may or may not have understood as much. But Hasbro, the maker of a game board, was available in 111 countries and 43 languages, is replacing one of the tokens with one that's more representative of today's Monopoly players, according to Eric Nyman, Senior Vice President for Hasbro Gaming. And he said, in a complete replay of marketing genius in every cliche you can think of, Hasbro is encouraging fans of a special Facebook to vote daily until February 5th for the token they want to save and for the one they want added. So they want to save these kind of tokens here into a new, also a new choice for these tokens in Monopoly. But you can vote on them until February 5th on Facebook. So these new choices are a diamond ring, guitar, toy robot, cat, or helicopter. Now, I can't relate so much with diamond rings, but in today's people, when people get married more, the diamond ring would make sense. But I like guitar, because I play guitar, and I also like the idea of the helicopter, because that can get anywhere, but the cat, I don't know. I don't know, and the toy robot, you know, that'd be fun, but who knows? That can relate with kids these days, so. Yes, and on February 5th, up till February 5th, you can vote on these things. And I'm sure if you were able to look into Facebook and find a thing that talks about vote on Monopoly characters, you might be able to vote for those. So have fun and maybe vote for a diamond ring, a guitar, a toy robot, or a helicopter. Yes, I know, that sounds fun, huh? Well, to end this thing, I know that I told you I would bring you something from Ripley's Believe It or Not. So here is a strange story from Ripley's Believe It or Not, where it talks about a jailbreak story combined with a cat story that seems almost too good to be true. And it says, but last week, a prison in Brazil made my day. This is talking about his day with the Ripley's Believe It or Not. And it says that a cat was spotted trying to sneak contraband into the prison. Strapped to the cat's tummy were saws, drills, and cell phones. Now, don't ask me what they do in these prisons. Brazil. They sound kind of strange, especially in the bottom of a cat. But apparently it was being raised in secret by some of these inmates who turned it over to their relatives during a visit. Wouldn't that be kind of suspicious? I don't know. But the police is... guess is that inmates trained the cat to return to their cell. The inmates then turned the cat over to a relative who strapped it with the equipment, then released it in hopes that the cat would return to their owner's cell. Too soon! As soon as the prison guard saw the contraband-laden cat roaming in the hallway, they snatched it up. Oh boy, snatching it up, too bad. Perhaps a little too soon, though. They should have let the little kitten finish its trip. And then they say, as of now, prison officials have no idea who the cat belongs to. So if they can't find out who it belongs to, I wonder what they're going to do with it. Well, I don't know. They just say it's difficult to know who is responsible for this. Since the cat won't talk. I'm a raptor and I can talk. But a cat, they just go, meow, meow. Or, you know, a cat really cannot talk. So they won't be able to figure out how this thing smuggling, if you will, is able to come into this new little fun and interesting news, because, yeah, I don't know, but maybe the cat knows, who knows, but perhaps even little me as a raptor would know, but I don't know. Or even the simple things of my brontosauruses also can talk. Listen to this. You see, if these animals can talk, and I understand what he's saying, is saying, give me some food or else, or something, then I think it'll all go into play. Because when these kind of creatures do this, they do this. Yes, I know. Yes, okay, dogs, yes, I'll come. See, even I can understand dogs a little bit, but not everybody, I guess, can. So, you know what? This is indeed the Raptornator, and here is my podcast of the fun and interesting news from the week of January 6th, 2013 to the January 13th, 2013. Until the next week, may you have fun and have some interesting times and look for the fun of news and not just the hard things of news, because it can be hard, but it's also in the fun of things. So if you believe me or not, but still understand that news can be fun and interesting in all ways.